Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room. You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel. I know that I said I was going to be more consistent about the podcast, and I really have been trying. I mean, I got last week's episode out after being on a little brief hiatus. This episode is coming out, and you know what? I'm just going to stop apologizing for the episodes being late because at least I'm fucking doing them. But I got to tell you, I don't know who thought it was a good idea to start a podcast, to start a business, and to also start a new fucking life at the exact same time. Your girl is tired. This is a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot going on at the same time. So the podcast is one thing. I mean, I've upgraded my sound. I've upgraded my lighting, even though I'm not doing video today. I have not upgraded my video, but that all in due time. I think the sound is a real improvement. I mean, I know it is. It sounds so much fucking better. And I am not picking up any kind of feedback from outside, anyone doing their lawn. It's just a whole fucking game changer. And I have my own little studio. Now, I say little studio, but it is a podcast studio. It's an office. It's a design studio for LP Rich. It's also my guest bedroom. So we got a lot happening in here. In addition to all of that, it will also be my shipping department. It will also be my warehouse. My bulk production order has shipped. That's amazing, but also fucking scary. I am like, you guys, I'll be fucking honest with this business. I'm going and I'm going and I'm going, but I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Like, I'm making this up as I go. I mean, I'm learning, I'm taking classes, I'm watching videos, I'm in a business group that meets every week. I talk to my friend Zixa in Dubai. If I did not have her to talk to, I think I would lose my fucking mind, honestly. I'm so grateful for her. She's going through like the exact same thing at the exact same time, and she's been a huge support for me. Shout out to my friend Zixa in Dubai. Love you, bitch. But it's a lot. It's like this business is like having a baby. It's like a little bitty baby that you have to nurture and care for and attend to. And it's a lot. It's a lot. The biggest issue that I've run into is myself. I'm the biggest issue. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah, it's me. I have to get over my own thoughts. I have to get over my own anxiety, my fears, and that ain't easy. It's very difficult to trust yourself and trust your vision and to believe in something that you can't see yet. It's very difficult. But I'm just going to keep pushing because at this point, that's the only direction I can go. There is no going back now. No going back now. Although I do think I'm going to push my launch to one more week because I still got a lot of shit to do on my launch list and I don't want to make anything more difficult on myself. Also, no one knows when the launch date is, only I do. So I have full authority to push it back a week and no one's the wiser. I will say that another hard thing about doing this business, this LP Rich business, is that I'm doing it by myself, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because I don't have to listen to anyone else's ideas or like I don't have to be considerate of someone else's ideas and feelings and stuff like that. I know that sounds harsh, but whatever. I do have a vision, and I would not want to compromise that for someone else. Also, I mean, did you do group projects in college and high school? Not everyone has the same type of drive and determination, and not everyone is willing to make sacrifices like I am. And that is okay, but that's a reason that I wouldn't want to work with someone else. Well, reason I would want to work with someone else is because I don't really have anybody to bounce ideas off of. Be like, should we do this? What should we do? Should we move the launch 1 week? Okay, what do you think? And it's just me talking to myself like a fucking crazy person. But you know what? I guess that's what I'm doing right now. Talking to myself. I mean, I'm talking to my fabulous listeners. But there's probably like 3 of y'all. And one of them's my mom. Oh, man. Another impediment to my business launch are my pets, Lydia and Sadie. As I've expressed before, these two animals act as if my sole purpose in life is to care for their every whim. And I think I told y'all this before, that their tastes change for their dog food and cat food. And it's like they listen to the podcast or something, because now both of them at the same time have refused eating the food that I have purchased. So now I have to go purchase more food, a different kind of food. Really, it's the kind of food that I used to feed them, you know, I would say about 6 months ago. And then when they decided they didn't want to eat that food anymore, so I had to buy a different kind of food. Well, now they're sick of that food and they want the old food back. But they don't tell me this. They just refuse to eat and then cry and then just stare at me, begging with their eyes for some more food. I mean, demanding. Lydia goes and knocks doors. She just jumped off the table. I don't know if y'all heard that. I don't know if this beautiful new mic picked that up. Lydia just goes and slams doors. She will jump up on a door and then ricochet her body off of the door, and it slams into the wall to try and get our attention. I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? And it scares me. I mean, my heart drops into my stomach every single time. She does it in the middle of the night. The biggest issue that I have with Lydia is that she will not let me sleep. She will wake up in the middle of the night and cry. And now I'll give her food, but now she doesn't like the food that I give her. So she just cries some more. And when my sleep is compromised, I am a grumpy ass bitch. I just really am. Sleep is the most important thing to me. It is what I prioritize over everything. It is very aggravating when Lydia keeps crying all night. I mean, when it's like 12:30, 3:30, 4:30, and you still can't go to sleep, and you know that feeling right whenever you're about to fall asleep, and then she cries, and then you can't fall asleep, and then you wake up, or you get up with a fucking headache that won't go away? It's kind of the worst. So I've had to get a little creative, and now I am using a little trick that I used to use back in the day when I was married. Who the fuck? I can't even believe that, honestly. You know what? I saw something the other day. Tell me what y'all think about this. Why in the fuck do we, like, you know, on like forms that you fill out, how they ask if you're single, married? Well, they have single, married, and divorced. Why can't it just be single and married? Why does divorce have to be one of the options? I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. Why do we have to differentiate? Why do you got to tell on yourself? I don't know. I don't get it. Anyways, so when I was married and I had to share a room with someone else who snored all the time, I had to get creative. And so I just started sleeping. I started sleeping with noise-canceling headphones. And I would use the app on my phone, Sleepbug, to play like the sound of a waterfall through the headphones, so that I could actually sleep. almost blew my eardrums out with it. I mean, I actually started to have hearing problems from that. But, you know, I cannot stand someone snoring. It's like one of the only things that would make me want to get physical and like actually punch someone in the face. I honestly don't think that romantic relationships, it shouldn't be so normal to share a bedroom. There should be two separate bedrooms, two separate bathrooms. Fuck, let's have two separate houses, honestly. Living together ain't it. Maybe it just needs to be with the right person, Lindsay. I know. I'm not giving up on love. I just don't have the fucking time for it right now. And I certainly don't have the time to compromise my space for any snoring motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So Lydia crying in the middle of the night has prompted me to bust out my noise-canceling headphones and use them. And honestly, it has been quite effective because I don't even have... I still use the Sleep Bug app, but I don't have to turn the sound up as high as I used to. So my hearing is okay. I mean, I don't really want to get into it, but I kind of have been experiencing some like weird sound sensitivity, and I don't know where that's coming from. My friend Julia says that it's from stress. I don't know. Like, I feel, this is going to sound weird, I feel better than I've ever felt in my entire life, but I am stressed. There are stressors, right? But maybe I'm just handling it better than I would have handled it in the past, which is, you know what? Growth. Because the thing with Lydia, I just don't like being woken up. And I know no one out there does. I like to wake up on my own time. I don't like to be woken up by something else. So the headphones method is here to stay. And if any of you are having issues with someone snoring or your cat crying or something, I don't recommend it with a baby. That is the only thing, because you want to be able to hear the baby. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? To go help the baby. Yeah, so I'm catching up on my sleep. I think I told you about my neighbors. So I made contact with my next door neighbor. His name is Mikey. He's super nice. Whenever we were talking, he's like talking like, fuck this is bullshit, like flipping off and stuff. I'm like, Mikey, I think we're going to be friends. Like, I feel like we're on the same level. I feel like we're going to get along great. And he must know how to, reel me on in, because he was like, would you like to come over sometime for wine? Do you drink? I have a bar in my house. I'm like, Mikey, yes, I would love to. And then he says, I have some good neighborhood gossip. Mikey, now you're speaking my language. I love neighborhood gossip. I'm like, but is it about me? I actually don't care if it's about me, because people have been talking shit about me like my whole life. So what's a few more? I also spoke to my across the street neighbor, Ralph, again, and he was telling me that he went to Tulane. I was like, oh my gosh, we're from New Orleans. He was like, no way. I'm like, yes way. And he was like, oh, I love cooking Cajun food. I love everything about New Orleans. He was like, there's a lady around here. The lady lives down the street. She walks a black and a poodle. There's a lady down the street. She walks a black poodle and a white poodle. She's from New Orleans. I was like, damn it, I'm going to have to meet her. I was actually on my way out because I was going to get my phone repaired, my screen on my phone repaired, because it had cracked, and it cracked right on the camera, the front-facing camera. And for someone who shoots content, is trying to build a business, that's a major issue. And the thing about it, I was actually kind of upset when my phone broke, but if I hadn't scheduled an appointment to go get my phone repaired, I wouldn't have ran into my neighbor Ralph, and we wouldn't have talked about how much he loves New Orleans. And I was like, oh, Ralph, I kind of got to go. I have an appointment. I was like, we'll catch up later. And he goes, oh, we're related now. And I'm like, fuck, Ralph, I love you. Okay, so the neighborhood is going well. I am very excited about it. it just keeps developing every day, and I'm just here for it. I really can't wait to go have wine with Mikey at his house. I wonder if he smokes weed. So the neighborhood is going to know that I've moved in because we are about to put up our Halloween decorations. And the theme for our decorations is aliens. When I was texting someone about the theme for my Halloween decorations, I was like, the theme is alien invasion. And as soon as I sent the text, I was like, ooh, I hope they don't think that that is political, because it's not. And I really don't want people to think that I am talking about anything political, because I'm certainly not. But I think to ensure that, I might get a Harris Waltz sign to put on my fence, because I don't need there to be any confusion. Also, I mean, not to get too like political, but I thought I was in Trump country, but there are more Harris Waltz signs than there are Trump signs that I've seen. So do with that what you will. I'm very excited about my Halloween decorations. It's basically, my yard is just going to be full with entirely blown up aliens. Like I have a saucer, a flying saucer with a cow being abducted. I have a Zen alien that is sitting in like crisscross applesauce with like prayer hands. I have a alien with a little kitty cat. I have these cute little aliens that a group of three aliens fly around a flying saucer. I have a 12-foot alien. I have a 10-foot alien. And I have an alien that is going to hug a tree. How do y'all feel about Halloween decorations? Do you like them or do you hate them? I honestly had never met anyone who detested Halloween decorations until recently. Okay, so I was in a Pilates class, and the Pilates studio is located inside of an office building. So it shares a floor with an office. I don't even know what they do, but it's an office, typical office. And as soon as October 1st hit, it may have even been like a few days before, the office had decorated for Halloween. And it was cute stuff, and it was a fair amount of decorations, but it was organized, it wasn't in the way, it wasn't super distracting, it just enhanced, and it was very festive. Well, somebody in the Pilates class said something to the effect of, I cannot stand these Halloween decorations, it's like they're shoving it down our throat. And I was like, oh my God. That is a visceral reaction to another office's Halloween decorations. Like, what? I was really perplexed. I'm like start putting, closing my jacket to hide my Halloween shirt that I was wearing. I'm like, oopsies. Well, fuck that though. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. And I was like, wait, you don't like Halloween decorations? And she was like, no, I just don't like how it's shoved down our throat and how we have no options. And I'm like, okay. And she was like, oh, but I guess she was trying to recover. She's like, oh, but I do like going around the gables and, you know, looking at Halloween decorations. I was like, okay. And so the very next class that I was in, I went to her class actually, and I was wearing another Halloween shirt. Because, spoiler alert, I fucking love Halloween. It's really one of the best holidays that we have. So I was wearing a Halloween shirt, and I was like, hey, girl, sorry, I'm wearing a Halloween shirt. And she was like, no, I don't hate Halloween. I just don't like having to see it. Like, I just don't like it being not a choice. And I'm like, well, I can understand that, but, you know, the people who are working in that office, this is what they live for. This is all they have. All they have is fucking decorations. Is to decorate for the holidays, to break up the main mundane, boring ass office life that they have chosen. It's all they fucking have. Just fucking give it to them. Who cares? And it's only up for a few weeks. It's not like it's up all year. I'm curious to see if she feels that way about, you know, like Christmas and Hanukkah decorations. Or what's the other one? Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving. I personally love the decorations. I think it's fun. I think it breaks up the year. I think it takes us right into holiday season. What about 4th of July? Like, I just, now I'm going to specifically be aware of how this bitch responds to every holiday. The thing about me is that I'm super festive. I will celebrate anything. Every single day should be a celebration. We should get weird. We should have costumes. We should have props. There should be festivities all around. And I don't think another office doing Halloween decorations and putting up Halloween decorations is shoving it down your throat. Like, the fact that you just have to walk by it to get to the Pilates studio, that's not really the same. And so, you know, I'm curious about it. I'm curious about that reaction. I'm going to be like, who hurt you? Where did this reaction come from? There probably is a story, honestly. That makes sense. What did she say? She was like, oh, I don't have kids. I'm like, I was about to say I don't have kids, but I do. I do. Even if I didn't, I feel like I would like Halloween decorations. I don't know. But mine are going to be amazing. I also got these very cool solar-powered green lights to go in the yard, and it almost looks like a, like, kind of eerie green garden. My aliens are going to be gardening. It's an alien garden. Ooh, that's the theme. Alien garden. I love that. Alien gardening. Oh, have I told y'all what my Halloween costume is going to be? I don't think I have. Okay, so I have two Halloween costumes. The first one is kind of one that I made up, and I'm going to be the Green Queen. I'm going to be dressed in all green. I'm going to have a scepter. I'm going to have a crown. It's going to be amazing. The second costume that I'm going to do is Charlie XCX. Apparently, I can pull off her look. And I'm going to try because she is so hot right now. And why the fuck not? And it's just like fun dress up. I love putting on costumes. I love dressing up. I love putting on costumes. It's kind of my fucking jam. But what I don't like is pumpkin spice. I have never liked pumpkin spice. I generally don't like pumpkin flavor. What do I like? I have had pumpkin bread, and I do like that. But pumpkin spice, not my thing. But I also don't fucking care of all these bitches who love pumpkin spice. Go for it. Go off, queen. Get your pumpkin spice. Do what you gotta do to survive in this world. And that is different for everybody. We all have our little bitty things that help us survive in this world. I have many things. Halloween decorations is one. Office supplies is another. It makes me so fucking happy to get office supplies. I was so excited to start Pilates training because there's a lot of learning involved, which means I need tabs, I need highlighters, I need a stapler. The other day, I printed out a badass spreadsheet for my Pilates class because, you know, you got to learn all of the different moves, you got to learn all the different cues, we have to learn the muscles. It's very scientific. So I put together a badass spreadsheet, and it was a few pages long, and I was about to go to my class, and I was like, oh no, I need to staple it. And I was like, Madison, do you have a stapler? And I was actually really confused because I'm a bitch who would have a stapler. I always have a fully stacked office setup, which includes Post-its, paper, loose leaf paper, legal pads, Computer paper. Oh, another thing that I found out or realized, I saw someone do a meme the other day and was like, no one has printers. I didn't understand that. I have never not had a printer. I have a printer right now. I had a printer in my other house. I had a printer when I was living temporarily in Gulfport. I only lived there like 3 months. Bitch had a printer. Like, I bought a printer. I don't understand how people don't have printers. But then it's when I started looking back on my life, it made a lot of sense because I would definitely always be the person who would print out tickets for stuff because I think I was the only bitch that had a printer. I didn't even know that that was a thing. It's like all of a sudden, I guess I got printer money. Like I'm living it up with my printer. And I kind of feel the same way about a stapler. So I asked Madison for a stapler. She was like, no, I don't have a stapler. She was like, you don't have a stapler? I was like, ain't that some shit? I thought I did, but I was searching around in my office or my studio, as I've been calling it, and I couldn't find a fucking stapler. And I was like, this is so unlike me to not have a stapler. And then I was like, oh, wait. And I started rummaging through this closet and I looked through my old sewing stuff from earlier this year. And I had the most gorgeous acrylic gold stapler that I had purchased for my sewing class. And I stapled my spreadsheet gladly, proudly even. And I was like, I knew I had a stapler. I'm a bitch that has a stapler and I'm a bitch that has a printer all the time. I like to be self-sufficient. I like to be fully functioning on my own. I don't want to have to go rely on someone else to get a stapler. Like, go ask Mikey next door. Be like, Mikey, can I borrow a stapler? Or Ralph. Like, Ralph, can I use your printer? No. Like, I think it's my... I really don't want to talk to anybody mainly. And so I don't. And I need to be fully self-sufficient. It's so funny how our motivations, our anxieties, the things that we don't like to do can be such a factor in our life. Like, okay, for instance, I've been doing a lot of social media for LP Rich. But in order for me to do social media for LP Rich, I feel like I need to put on just like a little makeup. Well, I hate putting on makeup now. I hate it. I don't like wearing makeup. So I have had to get very creative with my social media posts so that I don't have to wear makeup, basically so they don't show my face. And it's kind of turned out well. I am going to be filming some content today and I am going to put on a little makeup, but it's only because I have to go actually drop my product off with this photographer to get product shots. And so I was going to put on just a little makeup, you know, just to be fresh-faced when I meet someone, you know, first impression. Whatever. So yeah, bitches, get your pumpkin spice. I love that for you. But it doesn't have to be for me. Ooh. I saw on Instagram that Jon Batiste might be performing at the Super Bowl or contributing in some way with Kendrick Lamar, or maybe he'll be doing the national anthem. I don't know. But there was a news anchor who asked Jon Batiste, when he was being interviewed, he was like, will we see you at the Super Bowl, the halftime show? And Jon Batiste was caught off guard and he started laughing and he's so cute. I just love him. He's from New Orleans. He's the shit. He's such like, he just seems like such a good person. He's so loving to his wife. I'm a big fan and I would love to see him at the Super Bowl. So we'll see about that. It's very sad to report that there was a major hurricane, Hurricane Helene. Is it Helene? Helene. Honestly, haven't been watching the news. Hurricane Helene kind of feels like it's like Katrina in the sense that there was not a lot of immediate aid given to the people, specifically in North Carolina. I think there has been some major devastation from the storm surge and people really sustained a lot of damage. I'm not going to lie. It kind of feels like fucking Katrina. And it baffles me that the government doesn't assist quickly. It just fucking baffles me. And for some reason, people were saying that it wasn't being reported on the news, widespread reporting on the Asheville flood or anything like that. It almost feels like the rest of the country doesn't care about the hurricane areas. But whenever there are major wildfires and landslides and shit, then it's, you know, then we all should care. So I just feel like it's a little selective caring, and maybe we all need to care about it all. We need to care about it all. We need to help each other. I'm kind of just over this. Okay, we're not going to go negative. We're going to transition this into my new favorite show on Netflix, Nobody Wants This, starring Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. This has been Adam Brody's return to TV. As you know, Adam Brody famously played Seth Cohen on The OC. In this new show, it's almost as if Seth Cohen grew up and became Noah in Nobody Wants This. Whoever created that show knows exactly what women feel and what we're dealing with. They hit it on the motherfucking head. I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm just going to say, go watch it. You'll watch it in probably a day. I had to stop myself from watching it so that I wouldn't finish it in a day because it was so good. The episodes are like 30 minutes long, so they go really quick and they're good. It makes me believe in love again. Seth Cohen, Noah, where are you? Like, where is that guy? Does that exist, or does it only exist on Netflix? I need to know. I've never met another person who can be so in tune to someone else's feelings. I love it. And in the show, you learned this in the first episode. He plays a rabbi, like a hot young rabbi. And I'm just like, Shabbat shalom, Noah. Like, hello, l'chaim. Okay. I'd start going to temple if that was the rabbi. Honestly, I totally would. Where are the hot rabbis? Where are all the hot rabbis? Hot, young, emotionally intelligent rabbis. So I can't remember if I've talked with you guys about Salt Lake City Housewives. There's been 3 episodes so far. I saw the first episode. Okay. So I have mixed feelings. First, I am not here for all of the production. I'm not here for the flashbacks within a flashback within a flashback. You know, they like do that. They change the, like, a filter over the flashbacks, and then they have to have a new filter for the flashback within the flashback. And I'm just like, this is a lot. This is a lot of flashbacks, and I don't like it. It feels just very produced. It also, like, there's a part in the first episode where they're all standing in a circle, and it's almost like they have a drone camera, like, circling them with this circle. And I'm like, what is this? What are we doing? This looks so stupid. Everyone hates Whitney, and I kind of can understand. Okay, so Whitney says that she has always been doing bath bombs, and that's fine. I don't care. Bath bombs are generic. But what Whitney's new bath bomb does is it takes a dig at the fight that she and Meredith had. She's like, Whitney's bath bomb. And for a girl who likes to take the bath alone, because as you all know, she said that it was weird that Meredith and Seth took baths together because it's dirty. That's weird. I don't think that's true. I want someone to take a bath with me. That would be so fun and cute. And you're like, you could drink champagne and you can be in the bubbles and, like, I don't know. Does Justin, her husband, not take baths with her? They've also done some other weird shit, like the painting, whatever. Anyways, she can't say that the bath bombs aren't directed at Meredith when she's literally marketing them to reference a fight that she and Meredith had. You can't say that. I do like Mary this season. I think Mary realized that she was not winning with the audience and that she needed a friend. Like, all of a sudden, her and Angie K are BFFs. I like that. I like seeing Mary be friends with the rest of the ladies. I think she's friends with Whitney now. I don't know. There are two new ladies. Bronwyn. What's the other bitch's name? Brittany. Bronwyn and Brittany. That's her name. So Bronwyn is married to an older rich man. They seem to have a good relationship. I just want to know if they have sex. That's really what I want to know, because my guess is that most people who are in long-term relationships do not sleep together often. That's my guess, but I don't know. And especially if you're married to an older man. I mean, did you see him in that cute little sweater? He just does not look like someone who's about to bone. So she has all of this like fabulous taste, wonderful fashion pieces, and I like it. I like it. She also had her daughter at 19, and she's a Mormon, so that's kind of a big deal. And I relate to her in that way. Not because I wasn't Mormon, but I mean, have you seen the Bible Belt? The South is basically an extreme religious area with societal issues. That's all I'll say there. So I like Bronwyn. They showed her with a flashback with her hair long, and it was such a good choice for her to cut her hair short. It looks very good on her, very good with her face shape. I like that a lot. I think she needs someone new to do her makeup, but that's okay. You know, we can't all be perfect. Meredith is gonna get bat mitzvahed. I love Meredith and Seth's relationship. I love seeing Seth cry. He cries a lot and I like it. He like gets very emotional about Meredith wanting to have a bat mitzvah and I guess take a more serious and active role in Judaism. And I think that's nice. That's nice for her. And I think it's cute that he is so moved by it. I'm going to be honest, just like last season, well, I don't know how I felt last season. Last season was weird with Monica, but I do not care for Heather this season. I just don't fucking care for her. I think she sees Bronwyn coming in, and I think she sees Bronwyn coming in trying to be friends with Whitney, and I think that she is trying to sabotage that because she was trying to make a big deal about what Bronwyn said about Whitney when she was like, is this... you want to see a healed Whitney? And flips people off. And Bronwyn literally said the same thing that she said to Whitney, to Heather and Lisa. So she wasn't talking shit about Whitney behind her back. And Heather truly blew it way out of proportion. And I think it's because Heather's fucking threatened. And that's fine. Like, I think she's trying to sabotage it. I think she feels threatened. Now, Brittany. Oh, Brittany. I feel bad for Brittany. Brittany starts the season saying that she is dating this guy, Jared, and that they have broken up and gotten back together 16 times. Okay, that ain't healthy. What's going on? Something's going on. And then she says, you know what? He asked me to be his girlfriend. It's like a huge deal. He hard launched me on Instagram. For those who don't know, a hard launch is when you actually claim someone on social media that they are your significant other. Well, the ladies looked on his Instagram and his hard launch was a picture of him and Brittany at Costco. And he said, shopping with my best friend. Bitch, that is not a hard launch. You are being played. You are being played like a little fiddle. And I'm sad for her because she, like a lot of women, have their entire existence, their entire life, their entire worth tied up in a man, tied up in what a man thinks about them. And whether or not they have a relationship somehow determines whether or not they are a valuable person or whether they're worthy of being in society or something like that. I'm not going to lie. I used to feel that way. I sure as shit don't anymore. I'm going to tell y'all what. I was in a relationship for like 6 years, right? Got married. I felt more alone in that relationship than I do now, actually being on my own. I would never go back. I would never go back to that kind of relationship, to that kind of mindset, to that kind of thinking. A relationship now, it would only just be a bonus to my life. It's not going to be a factor on whether I'm going to be happy. It would just be a bonus. That's all I can say, an added bonus, because what I'm doing now is so much better than what I've ever done in my entire life. So, Brittany, we learn when the bitches go to Milwaukee. I'm not going to lie, Milwaukee looks kind of awesome. When they go to Milwaukee, I guess they go to a hockey game they go to a basketball game. We learn that Angie K's brow girl, who is apparently the best brow girl in Salt Lake City, actually said that Jared was DMing her and asking her to send photos and for her number, and he wanted her to call him. That ain't good. And she told Brittany, and I think she should have told Brittany. If you know that someone in your group is being cheated on or is being played, bitch, tell them. Woman to woman. Now, if you don't have a friendship like that, I don't think you're under any obligation. But I do think you should tell people when you know for certain, when there are screenshots and you see exactly what this dude is doing. Yeah, he ain't a good dude. He doesn't respect you. Maybe he doesn't respect himself, but whatever it is, he's harming you and you need to get the fuck away from that guy. Let me just say about this. I love Angie K's Greek pride. I love it. Is she the Greek freak? I guess that's the basketball player that she was referencing. But I love her Greek pride. And she put on those fucking Greek sunglasses. She is known for statement sunglasses. And she has these like big ass glasses that are the Greek flag. And her husband was like, "Where did you get those?" And she's like, "I had them made." Okay, one thing I did not like that Angie K did was that she used that scroll in the first episode when she wanted an apology from Meredith. And she's like, "Oh, well, here's all the things that I want an apology for," and whips out a scroll. Okay, I don't like that shit. It's corny. And you would never do that in real life, ever. So why are you doing it here? Like, I get this is a reality show, but stop with the props. Stop with the extra shit. You don't need it. You do not need it. It's giving Kenya Moore with the fucking scepter and the, God, what did she have? The megaphone. Kenya Moore with the megaphone. That's what it's giving. And I don't like Kenya Moore. And I don't think Kenya Moore is even on the show anymore. So just chill with the fucking props. You don't need them. If you would never do it in your real life, don't do it on this show. That's kind of what I feel. Okay, let's talk quickly about New York Housewives. The first episode was released and it is promising. It looks like the season is going to be pretty damn good. And it kind of looks like Brynn is the villain of this season. If I'm being dead honest, she kind of seems like a hater. I mean, yeah, she seems like a fucking hater. First off, no one knows what you do, Brynn. And while I understand that you're in marketing and stuff, no one still knows what you do for a living. And you still can't articulate that. You still can't say that. And I don't mind. Get your money how you get your fucking money. But then don't go and talk shit and put down other women who actually are working. Okay, Rebecca Minkoff. She is a fashion designer. She has a major brand. And in this first episode, when Brynn is talking to her brother, she was like, "You may have seen it in Nordstrom Rack," implying that Rebecca Minkoff's brand is in Nordstrom Rack. Okay, so, like, where the fuck is your brand, bitch? Like, you sound like a fucking hater. I just don't like it. I'm going to say something else about Brynn. that I wanted to say last year, and I don't remember if I said it or not, but I definitely thought it. So Bryn goes beyond overly flirtatious. If Bryn was a man, we would be calling her Harvey Weinstein. She is too much. She flirts way too hard. I think it's almost to the point of harassment. When I saw all of those delivery guys bringing in furniture to her house and she's like signing for the delivery and she's like, "Is this the marriage certificate?" And the guy's like, "What?" She's like, "I'm just kidding." Like, that's not funny, I guess, to do. This is this guy's job. He's at work. You're a client. It seems almost like you're coming on to him. I don't think it's funny. I think it's desperate. And I think it's telling. Listen, Bryn is a gorgeous, smart girl, but she might need to go to therapy. I wonder if she's in therapy. Okay, I love Jenna Lyons still. Don't really care for Psy. And the thing with Bryn also, sorry, I'll go back to that. The thing about Bryn also, you know, there's a new cast member, Raquel, who's a lesbian. And Bryn is almost acting like now she's going to go after Raquel. And I just don't think it's funny. I mean, it's funny for the first two times. But when you keep doing this shtick, and she did it last year with Abe, saying that when he gets a divorce, he should call her. This shtick isn't funny. And then she gets so upset when people say that she's like a call girl or a homewrecker or whatever. Like, people, bitch, you're putting off that vibe. You are putting that narrative out there. I don't know. I'm sure it has to do with a lot of childhood trauma. And I'm not taking that away from her. She has undergone a lot of shit in her life, but it's time to grow up and it's time to find maybe something, a new way to relate to people. The flirtiness, the excessive flirtiness, it's too much. And I think if Bryn was a man, people would be calling her a pig. So that's all I have to say about that. I'm obsessed with Jessel. I love Jessel and I love Pavitt. Jessel taking the subway was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Her trying to say hi to somebody on the subway and Pavitt's like, you don't do that. You don't do that on the subway. You don't just say hi to people on the subway. She says she spends $900 on Ubers every month. I love her. I love how transparent she is. I think she's great. I think she's a great addition for her housewife. One thing I cannot stand, and this is a common thing that I'm seeing across people who are on television. People who don't need veneers are getting veneers. Jessel clearly got veneers, and she didn't need them. And it's noticeable. She doesn't look bad, but it's noticeable. And I don't think she needs them. And I don't understand. Why do people on TV keep getting veneers? You all are starting to look like the guy in The Hunger Games that was Stanley Tucci's character. He had like chiclet teeth. It doesn't look good. Jessel looks good though. I like Jessel. Let me say another thing. How the fuck is Jeff Lewis a talking point on multiple housewife shows? He's on Real Housewives of New York. They have a clip of him talking about Bryn and saying that where does she get her money? And Bryn interpreted that to mean that she's a call girl, but no one said that. So I don't know how she got that. What was the other thing? Oh my God, it was Real Housewives of OC. Is that right? Yes, OC. And talking about fucking, who was it? Shannon, Tamara. I think it was Real Housewives of OC. Anyways, Jeff Lewis and his messy ass are now housewives. He needs to be a housewife. Oh, I miss Jeff Lewis, but I don't think I could ever go back to listening to a show. Anyways, don't really care for Psy. I don't know why. I don't know why. You know, she's kind of giving like a Rosie Perez vibe in her confessional looks. I don't know. She said she's going to therapy now. Fine, whatever. We'll see. She has some She has to do a little bit more for to be back in my good graces. Okay, Erin Leachy, I've always loved her. Her father died recently, so sad. But it seems like her and her husband Abe are having problems. And I don't know if it's going to come up in this season, but we're starting to see the rumblings of it when they were at Serendipity in New York and she called him stupid for making a joke about mushrooms. Okay, Erin. Did you not make the exact same joke last year when people came to your house and you said that the house was a cool place to trip out at? And then when Abe makes a joke about mushrooms, you flip? I don't get it. And you're also bringing more attention to it by getting mad about it. Just laugh it off. It's a fucking joke. Like, Bryn is... Let's go back to Bryn. Bryn has so much potential, but she is literally the definition of a person who can dish it but cannot take it. Tamra Judge is another person like that. And we see... They show a preview that Uba Queen and Bryn get into a huge fight, I guess, at the end of the season. And she's talking about Uba modeling for Dress Barn and that she's, you know, she's not, doesn't have credentials or anything. Be like, I think Bryn is projecting. She's projecting onto Rebecca Minkoff, who actually has a brand. She's projecting on Uba, who has an actual modeling career. And Bryn obviously has, you know, some sort of income, but we don't know what it is. So what are you doing with your life? I don't know. I'm excited for this season. It looks really good. That is it for this episode of The Rich Room. Follow me on my social media at The Rich Room Podcast and also follow at Lindsay_Sobel. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time, bitches. Bye.